Hey, this is David Perdue from MyNAMS.com and Novice to Advanced Marketing System. And this is part of our passive income course. And it's a special opportunity to talk to somebody who is a passive income expert. I actually had heard her say in a mastermind, you know what I'm going to say. I actually heard her say that she needed more active projects because she was making too much passive income. And, of course, everybody threw rocks at her. So this is Nicole Dean. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, David. I don't think I actually said I had too much passive income, period, but I meant that I was getting lazy because my passive income was big enough that I didn't have to work.
And we still threw rocks.
So I did get some dirty looks.
So obviously passive income is something you're really good at. I mean, if you're getting, you have the ability to travel like you want to and do what you want without working your tail off. I know you spend a lot of time with your kids, you go on long trips, you're able to step away from your business and it runs itself because of your passive income in some cases, right?
Yes.
So, I know you went on a trip for 6 weeks to Europe a couple of years ago. You take a trip to Wisconsin to your family for 6 weeks every summer. You spend a lot of time with your daughter in her performances and your son in his sports and, you know, all of that. So passive income allows you to do that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's a wonderful thing.
It's a wonderful thing. So, you know, everybody in the world who's online wants that internet lifestyle that comes from passive income. And we all hear about that, and that's what we all think about when we think, oh, we want a business online. But it takes a lot to get to that, right?
Yes, yes, definitely. And it wouldn't run forever on itself. I mean, it does taper off over time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a really nice thing because if I want to take off a month, my income keeps coming in. It doesn't stop the moment I walk away. And, you know, like, as you know, we went through most of the process of an adoption. Mm-hmm. And so for a year, I was running around doing paperwork, and we were flying to Europe to see our daughter over there and all kinds of stuff. And so I did not have the time to put into my business, and I still made a very good living that year, which is because I have all of this in place. Mm-hmm. And it's about, you know, automating and delegating and systematizing wherever you can. And focus, too. I mean, if you're scattered everywhere, you can't ever get to passive income because your eyeballs are running in too many different directions and there's too much to keep up. So focus is a big part of that as well.
Well, let's start with that. So First off, let me just tell people, we're going to go through three sites here. You've chosen three to take a look at. The first is NicoleOnTheNet.com. The second is CoachGlue.com. And the third is Amazon.com. So we're going to go through those and see how they're using passive income along the way and how you're using passive income along the way. But talk about the focus piece of it and how important that is and what you do to stay focused.
Well, what I do to stay focused is I try to always look at what Brian Tracy calls the focal point. You know, what is the one area of my business that if I invest time in it is going to give me the biggest results? And, you know, knowing where that focal point is and who my market is really helps. I mean, I had been so diversified at one point that I didn't know what I was doing, so I had to look at the numbers. And see where I was spending my time, how much money I was making for the time that I was investing, and what the potential was if I were to, well, the way I did it is, if I were to totally focus on this project, what would the potential be at the end of the year? And so I kind of went through all of my projects asking myself those three questions and comparing them all until I figured out where I needed to personally focus, and that really that helped a lot.
So what was the result of that?
I had websites in romance and in cooking and in parenting and arts and crafts and everything. Well, I have a system called READ. It's ruminate, eliminate, automate, and delegate is what I do. So the first one is ruminate, which is really think about where your potential is, looking through everything, figuring out, you know, where you want to be in 5 years, what you want to be known as, and basically what is just standing in your way as far as being a diversion and a distraction, then the second step is to eliminate, because you don't want to delegate until you're narrowed down and focused. Otherwise, you're again not going to get the results you need. So ruminate and then eliminate, which means to cut off anything that doesn't fit with where you're heading. And this is where having a coach can be really helpful too.
Sure.
You can talk to somebody and brainstorm that. And then the next thing is to automate, because anything that can be done by a computer automatically, you don't want to hire a person to do. So you'd automate, and then the last step is to delegate, which is to get people on your team that can help you to run things so you can focus on the marketing and bringing in the money and the networking and, you know, being seen everywhere, being visible, mm-hmm. and growing your business.
So I'm really interested in the eliminate, because, you know, I don't see addition on here anywhere. A lot of people mm-hmm. say, oh, I got to get bigger by adding more stuff. And I think most of us fall into that trap at one point.
Yes.
But what you're focusing on is subtraction.
Yes. I like to say, and I'm sure you've heard me say this in my presentations at NAMS, I do some funky math. I multiply through subtraction. So mm-hmm. anytime that I subtract things from my business, I multiply my income. And, you know, I have to do it on a continual basis, because I have entrepreneurial ADD too, where I get an idea and I know it's an idea that if I focused on it and if I built it, it could be a 6-7-figure business, because, you know, we have all the pieces and parts to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But do I want to invest the mental energy? Do I want to develop my team? Do I want to take away from what I'm currently doing? Is it in the same market that I'm even already established in? And if the answer is no, then I just have to let it go and maybe give the idea to one of my coaching clients, or, you know, throw it out in a forum or whatever. Just if I think it's a good one and it can help a lot of people, then I still want it to get done, even if I'm not the one to do it.
Mm-hmm. You might, you know, it kind of goes back. We're at the beach right now. I'm sitting here looking out the window at the ocean and the sand, and the pool. And we used to come to the beach because we owned a condo at the beach, and it got to be so much work that we actually came down here for 2 weeks one time and didn't go to the beach, and it was on the beach because we were working so hard. So we decided we wanted to be a renter and not an owner at the beach. So we sold our place. And it was so much more fun to come down and rent at the beach and let somebody else do all the work, and we still became a user. It's like that. It's kind of what you're talking about, where if you let somebody else do it, then you don't have to have the heartache of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so ruminate, eliminate, automate, delegate. We're going to look at a lot of that, I think, as we go through some of the stuff on your site. And I think what people really want to know is how do I establish passive income streams on my site. You know, so let's talk about your Nicole on the Net first.
Okay.
What people really want to know, I think, is how to get passive income streams established on their websites. And I actually see on yours, I see 1, 2, 3, and that's just obvious from what I can see right now on your site, where people can go just in this one screenshot, where you might be able to drive additional passive income. Well, I see four, probably a lot more if I look closely. So tell me what you're trying to build in here.
Well, obviously the most important thing on here is my list. So if you close the little pop-up thingy there, mm-hmm. my biggest roadblock with Kindle publishing is, mm-hmm. you can see that I have right there, sign up for updates, and you'll instantly get the following 3 reports.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of my passive income streams, is to get people on my list so that they can come back over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the most fascinating things I learned. Back in like 2007, I think, on my romance site, I was earning, no, it was probably 2006, I was earning AdSense at the time, was paying my mortgage, and, you know, that was back when AdSense was paying a lot more than it is at least paying me now.
Right.
And so I had all these clicks that I was getting, but as soon as I put in a list and I had people start to sign up and I started driving them back to my site, my clicks increased. And I went, oh, wait a second, that's a lot easier than trying to get new people, is just sending the same people back again. And I was
uh-huh.
like, duh.
Uh-huh.
So obviously my number one goal on the site is to get people to sign up for my list if they haven't already.
Okay.
So I have that opt-in there, and then I also have one at the bottom of every single post. So Any blog post that Google sends people into or that someone else sends people into, there's an opportunity to sign up for my list at the end of the post before the comments start.
Okay, so can I click on one of those now, or should we look at something
else?
Before? Okay, good. So dinner hacks, less time in the kitchen. It's another expert briefs, and we'll talk about that in a second, too, because I know that's loaded with opportunity, right?
Yes, okay. It is. And so when people get to the end of these blog posts, which these are usually typically pretty long, they have that opportunity to sign up to get my blog updates, and you'll instantly get those right. Three reports.
Right. Okay.
And I also give them the opportunity to send the blog post to their Kindle to read it again later, or if they haven't finished reading it, they can just shoot it over there and, you know, it'll be waiting for them on their Kindle.
Now, when it goes to their Kindle, do they also get the opportunity from the Kindle to come back to sign up for your list again?
I'm not sure. We'll have to play with that.
Okay.
Are
these plugins?
The sign-up form is hard-coded in there because I wanted a specific look. We originally used a plug-in, but it was giving me fits, so we just hard-coded it in there. The Kindle one is not a plug-in. It's actually code generated by Amazon.
Okay.
So it's totally integrated with Amazon. So they don't have to do anything other than log into their Amazon account and boom, the blog post is loaded up to their Kindle.
Very nice. I didn't know about
that.
It's
very cool. Yeah, it's a brand new one. So I originally had it at the top of the post, but I didn't want to send people away right away, so I added it to the bottom. But I may add it to the top again, too. We'll see.
Okay, well, Nicole on the Net is not the site that you have your affiliates mostly earning commissions from, right?
No, it is not.
Okay, so tell me how Nicole on the Net is an income generator for you on this page specifically. I mean, you're talking about this expert brief, which I know you are, this is one of your what is it, a weekly process
It
now.
Is weekly. I had a special weekend edition this time, but it's usually posted on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so that I can head into the weekend with something free to give people. And so they have something fun to read over the weekend, and they can come back and, you know, find out all of the stuff that I've been up to during the week. But there is a lot of passive income built into these. The first thing is the person who contributes. Well, what Expert Briefs is I have a list of 41 of my friends that are earning a great living online, making the web and the world a better place. And I send them a question every week. And the ones that have something to contribute hit reply. My virtual assistant compiles this blog post from a template that we have and puts the responses in order of the way they're received.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those links is an affiliate link. So Callie McCauzy of Solo Smarts Podcast, that's my affiliate link that sends people to learn more about Callie. And she uses a member. So if they buy something down the road off of her site that she offers, then I earn a commission based on that. And it's a member, again, like I said, so also anything that they buy in the future after they're in her system, I am tagged for life on that. So anytime somebody logs into Kelly's program, her shopping cart, and she releases something new, she sends out an email, they get it, they go over and they buy it, then I'll earn a commission on that if I was the person that originally sent them to Kelly. The same system that you use for NAMS, which is why I love promoting NAMS too.
Which is awesome, right? I mean, we love to see commission notifications without having to do anything.
Love, love, love that. Yeah, definitely. And so, Alice Siva, I update that with whatever she's got going on. Right now she had a 30-day list challenge, so that's her link to that, or my link for her to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so each one of the contributions, the contributors, they give me an affiliate link that I can add in there. When Alice sent in her post, she had mentioned the product Zoku Quick Pop Maker White. So she said, use your affiliate link for Amazon. I'm like, okay. I stuck that in there.
So that's here?
Yep, so that's there. This is kind of an unusual one because it's food-based, but
sure.
If you go down a little further, you can see pretty much every post, every question that I ask for expert briefs is based around something that I want to promote.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't just come up with the questions, you know, willy-nilly. It's based, I come up with the question thinking, okay, what's out right now that I can promote that's either my own product or one of my friend's products that I can support them, you know, using my affiliate link to do so. So my friend Tracy Roberts, if you go all the way to the end of the post.
I love Jeanette Cates, by the way. I love Jeanette
Cates. It's too funny.
Yeah.
Towards the end, I actually mentioned my friend Tracy Roberts is having a crockpot challenge. So I have the link to that in there just because I wanted to give her a little bit of love. And I made a couple sales, I think, mm-hmm. on that. Nothing too big. But the big thing about expert briefs is that I'm compiling these into Amazon Kindle books. So the questions that I ask not only are leading to a product that I can recommend and make money on, I've got affiliate links for all of the contributors in there so I can make money on them, but I compile them into books on Amazon that I can then make money on as well. And Amazon Kindle is like the definition of passive income because they do all the customer support, they handle refunds, they handle delivery, and you just get the money deposited into your account. So if you look over on the right nav there, you can see that I have one of my expert brief books promoted up just a touch.
There you go.
There it is. So if you click on that, that's actually Blogging for Profit was compiled from, it started with those blog posts.
Mm-hmm.
So and I just added a few chapters in the beginning to introduce Blogging for Profit. I wrote an intro for each chapter, and then I closed each chapter up with some homework, and people love it. As you can see, we've got all kinds of customer reviews on there, and sold lots and lots of copies, both in Kindle version and a paperback.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, how much work is it to go from blog post into your Kindle book?
For me, it was a lot because I'm a perfectionist, but if I wanted to just get them up, I could do one a day easily, but I really wanted this to be a showpiece book, and so I was very particular about it, and I took a while to get this one out. But
okay.
If I really wanted, I could do a Kindle book a day, basically taking my blog posts and putting them up there.
Okay, now if I do a look inside here, do you have passive income set up on this as part of your look inside?
Not at all. Go look. Actually, that one I may not. Most of mine I do, but this one I may not. Let's see, because I had somebody design this one for me. That's not. Nope, I do not in this one. In some of my others I do, though.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's a good
because
technique, right?
As you can see, yes. As you can see, this one we totally designed, you know, really nicely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's Kelly right there, Solo Smart. So
yeah.
That's straight linked to her, though.
That is.
Okay. All right. So
throughout the book, every time somebody submitted, well, actually, if you go far enough down, you may see the format of the book. What we did is to learn more about whoever it was that contributed that section, it said find out more about, like, Kelly at blogcpr.com/Kelly. So I have a redirect for every single person in there, and I did that so I could control if somebody didn't renew their domain
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But for
mm-hmm.
the forwards, I did not do that because they were kind enough to write a forward for me. There I am. Aren't they cute?
You are very cute there. Yes. That's back in Wisconsin when you were a child, I bet, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or was that recent? No, that was when you were a child.
All
right. So you said something there that's important, and that was a redirect so you could control the link. Now, there's nothing worse than putting together passive income streams and then have it die because the person's the website went away, right?
Well, there are worse things. I would say childhood cancer,
well,
war, famine.
But
when it comes to an inconvenience and lost revenue, then yes, I would say that does suck.
And you can mitigate that.
Yes.
Like you just said.
Yes. One of my friends, I had links to one of her sites, and she didn't renew her domain, and a porn person bought it. So I was linking to a porn site from my blog post, which obviously we went and fixed that real quick, but I had documents dealt with that too, and I don't know if I've caught everything, so got to be careful.
Yep.
So that's one of the reasons why when I did the contract for this, and I told everybody, you know, I'm going to be using your stuff. If you send back this contract, you know, you're in it. Don't, you're not. It said in there, every link to you will be in this format, blogcpr.com/your name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't be surprised when they saw it.
Okay, so now I'm going to go back to your site. And show us the other passive income areas that you have on this page.
Well, as you can see, when we went down further, we looked at the opt-in there.
Mm-hmm. That was, well, you have an opt-in over here as well, twice, I think.
Yeah.
I saw, right? So you've got here.
Yep. And on the bottom of the posts.
Well, you have it here as well.
Oh, and on there where it says powered by AWeber, click to try it for $1. That's an affiliate link.
Sure is. Sure is.
The hot posts that you're loving, all those were ones that actually made sales.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I do a post and it makes a lot of sales, then I usually put it over there for a bit and take out one of the older ones.
So do you do posts that are, whenever somebody has a special offer, for example, that is going away on a scarcity basis, do you do a post for that as well and leave those on an evergreen recurring or ongoing basis, or do you change those out?
If you go to...
Uh-oh, there we go.
If you go to Busy Marketers Coach, I think it is Busy Marketers Coach. Hopefully that's it, and I'm not sending you off on a wild goose chase.
.com?
Yeah, .com.
Oh, look, there's you.
That's my news site. So that's where news goes, stuff that is time sensitive. So every day my mailing that I send out, my virtual assistant posts it over on the news site, so it's archived. So I get search engine traffic to these, and this makes me money as well.
Hmm. So this is just basically what AWeber does in their AWeber archive. You've moved that to a website for you.
Yes, I want to own that.
Uh-huh.
I want to control that and own it and share it and build links to it.
You had told me about this before, and I did not understand exactly what you were doing, and I love that.
That Isn't makes, it awesome?
It's just a simple site, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have a whole lot of complexity here.
And so on the bottom of all my emails, it says, missed anything? Say it ain't so. Click here, and you can catch up. And so this is just news, things that I've told people about, and they can head on over. And I'm still working on tweaking this because we just changed the theme on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see it's just, hey, it's Nicole Dean from EasyPLR or Nicole on the Net or wherever I sent it from. And that's the email I sent. And on the end it says, thanks, warmly, Nicole. I mean, she just copies and pastes it in directly.
So smart. So here's another link to something else that somebody can buy.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay.
Or to send them back to my real blog where they can sign up on for my list. And I do need to get a list sign up on here. I think I didn't do that yet. Do you see it on there?
No.
Nope. I need to get that on there. Like I said, we just redesigned it, and that was one of the things
mm-hmm.
on my to-do list.
Okay. Okay. So then we go back to Dinner Hacks, and this is your blog post that you're loving. So here's a place where people can click and go over and get additional opportunities to buy something.
Exactly. The more I can keep them on my site poking around until they either buy something or they sign up for my list because they realize there's all kinds of good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
That's, or both, you know, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then you have recent post, which is different from the hot post.
Yeah, those are pulled in automatically. That's just the latest news.
So are these pulled in manually?
I manually put those up there based on what sells the best.
Okay.
So after I send out a blog post, if I see like a whole bunch of sales coming in, then I'll pull something older off of there and I'll put that one up there instead.
Okay. Now we're scrolling down, and you've got on this page, you have, I think I saw something. Oh, I wanted to ask you about the images. Sorry. So not that one, but like this image here. Were you expecting me to say that we have a self-programmed robot cook at home, Lynette Chandler? So you basically created a graphic here, right?
Yes.
And are you using this graphic anywhere else with a link back or anything like that?
Yes, it's also shared on Pinterest and on Facebook. And so it's not, it's a traffic generation method, because the more eyeballs I can get on my blog, obviously the more passive income I can get.
So that's a good point. I mean, passive income setup is great, but if you're not doing all of the other traffic generation and list building, you know, it's kind of wasted effort in some ways, or certainly not
right.
Optimized effort.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why I have this program, the Expert Briefs program, is because when I post and I send the next question, I send it out to all the contributors, and I say, if you're featured on it, I'd really appreciate it if you would share the post.
Mm-hmm.
So that has built-in traffic.
Okay.
Just based on, I mean, that was by design as well.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
And not everybody shares it, but some do, so it's all good.
We get to the bottom, and you have these two areas that we talked about. You also have your sharing for traffic here with your Facebook sharing is sexy. Then in your in these comments, is there a way to actually monetize your comments?
There is, and that's just in responding to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I do that, is trying to make sure that I'm popping in and responding to some of them on occasion, so people realize it's a real person, and then they go, oh, wow, she actually reads these, and they'll go and want to share more.
Oh, I'll have to
read more.
I'll have to give Paul Tomlin a hard time about Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. He, not so much.
Roasted Brussels sprouts, I know.
Yeah.
People, you know, it's funny because people always say, oh, my God, I can't believe you're making Brussels sprouts. I'm like, just try one. If you don't like it, big deal. But you're a grown-up, you can try one. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're so good.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, really? And,
okay.
Oh, I think if you look at the comment form itself, there is the check this box to get blog updates via email, and then notify me of follow-up comments via email. So that's another way to get people to come back, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, again, the passive income goes hands in hand with getting people to visit and stay on your site. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Let's see. What have you got down here? That would be podcast powered by PodPress. So
that is not an affiliate link. You know, I used to have a link to my hosting company on there, but it looks like when we redesigned, that didn't get moved over.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I recommend people have a link to whatever hosting company they recommend on there, unless you think, do you think that's a danger for hacking?
You know, I don't really, because all you're doing is sending them to the sales page. It tells them who you're using. Maybe.
Right.
I mean, I have a couple of hosting links, and it may not be the one I'm using.
Right. And they can't actually, they can find that information out pretty much anywhere anyway, right?
All they're going to do is a who is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so now we're looking at the top, and I see some menu items here.
Yes, the tools I use in my business is a good one. And if you click on that, there's a whole big list of tools, but that's also listed under my big list of resources.
Okay. Tools I use in my business, and these are all affiliate links to the tools.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Or to blog posts that talk about more, like which is the best website shopping cart is a blog post, helping them choose which one to pick.
Right.
That may be the old version of that. I may need to update that. And there are some on there that are not affiliate links, but I'm not going to hold back resources just because they don't make money off of them. I want to make sure that the page is valuable. Even if every item on there does not make me money, I want people to feel like they got something of value off of there and be wanting to share it. So, yeah.
Well, in my case, whenever I tell anybody about a tool that I'm using, it always is one that I am actually using. So whether I've got a link or not, an affiliate link or not, it's like you said.
Exactly.
You tell them. Okay, so big list of resources is same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so ever-expanding comment, love, enabled blogs. That's cool. Big list of tools I use in my business, where to get quality niche PLR. I bet I know where that goes. what I spend money on in my online business. So these are basically resource lists that other people would find incredibly helpful. You know, if I was looking for a pot, and how, sorry, let me ask one question instead of three at the same time. So if I were somebody that was looking for podcasting, how to start a podcast, you've got a link right here of other people doing it, of podcasts for online entrepreneurs. Would you also have links then to some posts on your site, or would that be a search function or what?
Well, go ahead and click it and see. Hopefully it's working.
It's giving you the option there, you know.
Yeah. I actually use Listly to do this one. But the cool thing about it is I can make myself the featured one, even if I don't have the most votes, because it looks like I'm tied with Pat Flynn right now. But I can have myself be featured at the top of the list at Listly.
Very cool.
And then
cool.
People can submit theirs.
Now, what does that do for you with people submitting theirs?
It helps it to be a more valuable list.
Okay.
And Listly does get good search engine traffic. So I get traffic to this site for the term podcast for online business owners, but I used a different term when I put it on Listly. I use free podcast for online business entrepreneurs, as you can see in the title for Listly, if you go down just a touch.
Mm-hmm.
See, the title of that page is free podcast for online business entrepreneurs. So I want to make sure as many people as possible see this thing. And so it's all good, all more exposure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've got a list of resources on this page that is driving a lot of traffic and a lot of value and a lot of commissions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about, right? Okay.
Yes.
And we probably could click on these others as well and find additional things. Your affiliate program, there's one. Sharing your content. I bet there's probably a way to do that with an affiliate link as well.
Yes.
And here's your courses, which people can
meet
find.
Meet me in person.
Yep.
And where do you think that goes?
Well, I bet NAMS is on that list.
Yeah, good luck. It better be.
It better
Otherwise
be.
Otherwise, I got some updating to do.
Yeah. So yeah, here are all the events you're going to, and these events are with affiliate links, most, I would think.
Yeah, look at the link for Marketers Cruise.
Oh, my. That's my affiliate link. Thank you very much.
That is your affiliate link.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's going to be fun, too. And then there's NAMS, where you're teaching with your affiliate link, and Ray Edwards. Ooh, April 18th on LinkedIn. Take a look at that, April 8th. Okay. Good. So this site is loaded with passive income opportunity. Anything we've missed?
Possibly iTunes.
Okay, talk to me about it.
iTunes drives traffic to my blog, which is another way to get more people seeing all the affiliate links.
Mm-hmm.
And because people are searching on iTunes, and because I have people on my show that also are authors and also are podcasters, when someone goes to iTunes to look for them, they'll see my show episode as well. So like if somebody goes to iTunes because they love Kelly McCauzy and they search for Kelly McCauzy, they should see my episode where I interviewed her as well. So they may also subscribe to my podcast when they subscribe to hers.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
In every episode, I mention an affiliate link, usually a special offer, and I mention my blog quite a bit. Let them know to come and look at the show notes and all kinds of stuff.
Okay. And how about your RSS feed?
I don't know if I have that monetized. I keep seeing things as we're going through it. I'm like, oh, man, I want to do that. I want to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're like the This is when you talk about focus, is that one of the things that you do for, as you just go through the site and try to figure out every little place where you can link to money-making opportunity while adding value?
Yes, exactly. I basically want to be a sweetheart to the people that come to my blog and have them feel like they learned something and they enjoyed themselves. Maybe they smiled a little bit. And hopefully they'll want more of what they see and maybe they'll buy something. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah, what I do is sometimes at night I'll open a bottle of wine and I'll go through my blog stats and just like start to find which are my most popular pages mm-hmm. that people are finding and how they're finding them and make sure that I still have a live offer on those pages because I found sometimes that my most popular pages through the search engines had the link was dead in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't making me any money. And I also use the Broken Link Checker, which is a plug that lets you know when links no longer work on your blog so you can go back and replace those offers. I don't normally take the blog post down, but I will probably rewrite it or edit it to include something that works long-term for me.
Interesting. Okay. So if somebody had a $97 offer on a $297 course, let's say, and you were promoting the $97 offer in your blog post, and the offer was finished, you could go back and rewrite it to be for the regular price course.
Yes.
Got it.
Or if I found out somebody was a stinker and I didn't want to promote them anymore, then I just go and I change the post.
Okay. All right, so now let's go look at Coach Glue, if you don't mind. Anything I missed back here on Nicole on the Net?
Oh, I'm sure there is, but, well, the search box obviously makes me money as well because you want people to find what they're looking for. So if somebody comes to my site and they want to know about something very specific, like they want to know when's the next NAMS and is Nicole going to be there, then I want them to be able to type in NAMS and find what they're looking for.
There you go.
Traveling to events. How many events do successful entrepreneurs attend in a year? In both of those, I say, I'm going to NAMS.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. We're going to look at Coach Glue.
All right.
Coach Glue is a site that you and Melissa Ingold share. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And this is, 6 months old now?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Happy anniversary to me.
Yeah, there you go. So Coach Glue is a PLR coaching site, and you guys, I wouldn't say PLR coaching site. It is a coaching site, and sometimes you sell PLR. Mm-hmm. So do you sell exclusively PLR here?
No, we do not. As you can see on the page, there's three areas. We've got tools, templates, and training.
Mm-hmm.
The tools are like forms that you might want for your coaching, how to charge more, payment request letters, some productivity software, you know, things that you'd want to use in your own coaching business. And by coaching, basically we mean anyone that's helping other people to be more successful people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you may not have a one-on-one coaching program, but you may want to do webinars or do public speaking, maybe write a book. All of this stuff can help you with that. The templates are actually the PLR section. We call it customizable content because you get PowerPoint slides and you get documents in .doc form. So you uh-huh. can go in there, change the logo to yours, add recommendations for your own stuff. If it's a list of 21 resources for affiliate marketing and you have a great resource on your own site, then take out one of ours and put in, you know, a link to your own stuff. It's yours to do with as you wish. And then the training section is actually training coaches. It is not PLR. And it does confuse people a little bit, so we're trying to make sure the training is all like in multimedia format, so it's really obvious that that's us training you,
right.
Not stuff that you can use to train your people.
Right.
Although you can take our training, learn, and then go ahead and teach your people what you learned.
Aha. Okay. So, we're looking at the homepage here, and I already see some areas where you can make sales. I mean, you got a ton of catalog material down here at the bottom, which lists your products, and these are the What's Hot products, right? So I
yes.
assume you click on any of these, you go to a sales letter.
Yes, you do.
Now, is there anything else I want to look at here before I go on this, before we click on any of this?
I don't know if you click on the actual templates page or the training page, those list everything under that category as well. So it's nice and so it explains what it is, and then it gives a catalog of that type of product.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a those are all of our templates, which is our customizable content there.
And these are all listed on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have an expanded version of them on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I click on Be a Social Media Superstar, click here to learn more, I'm going to go to that sales page for that specifically. Still have all of these over here on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Have the opportunity to purchase here, screenshots, PowerPoint slides. So this is everything here that they're going to get.
Yes.
Add to cart. Okay. Now, is every page pretty much set up the same way? Are you templatizing these pages?
The pages are templatized, but what we do is we have a monthly program as well. And let me see, if you go scroll down on the right side just a little bit. If you go, oops, too far, how to become a best-selling author on Amazon this year. That's our current one, our current month's package.
Mm-hmm.
So if you click on that, you can see we do that page a little differently, because if somebody signs up for our monthly program right now, they get that. So we do the two options. They can save by joining our monthly club, or they can pay one-time fee of $27 and not join our club. So we try to make sure that we get as many people into our club as possible. But a lot of people do just want to pay once, and that's all they want. So,
okay, well, let me just say, though, I see something important here just in this little section that, you know, it's just a little lesson for folks. This is a big button. This is a small button. Which button are you going to push?
That says better option, save big.
That's right. And that is a recurring monthly income, which is, of course, what you want, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the reason you're willing to do it for half price.
Yes.
Okay. So that gets into a whole different thing about passive income, getting people into recurring income.
Mm-hmm. Both your own and in other people's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was one of my biggest lessons that I learned. I have some little guides, how to start a travel blog, how to start a recipe blog, how to start a health and fitness blog about losing weight while making money, basically, because you keep blogging about losing weight. And one of the things that I realized very quickly is that I wanted to keep writing these books because everyone had a program that I wanted to get people into on a recurring basis because I wanted to make money long term. So I was willing to give at the time, I closed this affiliate program, but I was willing to give 75% of all front end sales because I was getting those people into the back end. But I just switched, I closed that down, and I moved those books over to the Kindle, so I'm going to be doing some fun things with those
mm-hmm.
in the very near future.
So the whole point about the you and I had this conversation earlier this week. I am almost always now looking for whatever affiliate programs I get into is whether it is a lifetime affiliate program or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the A member system and a couple others that out there make it pretty easy to join in to a lifetime commission so that once you're in, you're in. And anything that person buys, you get a commission on. I love that. And I love to deal with people who get that. Because, you know, somebody says, well, I've my entire list, you know, maybe my list shares with somebody else's list and I'll be sending traffic to somebody else's people and they get commissions on those. And my response has always been, big deal. I mean, you know, there's 7 billion people on the planet. How many of them do you think we're going to get in this list? So,
right. And every time you mail, new people are seeing that. So, I mean, I like to promote NANS every month
mm-hmm.
because I know I have new people on my list every month. So I'm sure every month some of my friends see commissions come through when I mail. But you know what? I don't care because I'm getting new people in the system continually. And I know that, you know, if something comes up and I can't run my business for a while because I don't like to be negative, I like to be positive, like I'm going backpacking across Europe for a while,
right,
that I'll still be making money from those people that I sent into the NAMM system.
Right.
Because you're going to continually be releasing more products and more offers because you want to be making as much as you can, so it benefits both of us.
Yep. Yep, I love that. And when people get that, it's kind of a mind shift.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you really understand. That's, in fact, I think that it's one way to actually raise your business to the next level, is that you, instead of creating more products, you find people who have products already in lifetime commission affiliate programs, and you start letting them sell your people their products. That makes sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Enough of that. Now, so I'm going to log in here and show people my back end in this because I think it's really interesting the way you do upsells for people who already have products. Is that good?
You don't even have to log in if you want to look at the download pages.
I don't mind logging in. I'll just log in here and show.
Because we don't protect the pages. We just protect the files because we don't really care if Google sends people to our download pages because they're monetized.
Right. That's what I was going to say is even the download, this is the download section right here. This is all it is. Here's the download link. Go get it if you want. Now the rest of this page.
Get the share button on there.
Yeah. Share the download page, please.
Oh, it cracked me up.
Yeah. So it's a really interesting approach. People are so concerned about protecting their download pages, and you've gone the other direction, where you want people to share the download pages. But, of course, they can't download if they're not a member and logged in.
Yes. But they can be cross-sold something.
But they can come here and say, oh, wait a minute. Here's coaching templates on hands-off promotions. Launch your next offer while you sleep. That may be appropriate for what we're doing right here. So, oh, yeah, I want that. I click on that. And now I have bought something that I wasn't intending to buy from this page, which is passive income, right?
Yes.
And oh, by the way, at the bottom, it's additional stuff that are bonuses. And I'm just guessing that these bonuses might have some affiliate links in them.
Well, the zip files, the files themselves, we always monetize as well. I mean, you've probably seen that. If you download that... the link on the top again.
Mm-hmm.
Inside all of those, we have additional monetization.
I think
and that's not something our virtual assistants do. That's something I like to look at personally.
Yeah, I actually already have this.
Nobody else monies up the things like I do. I figured you'd already downloaded it, but I thought it would be faster to just download it again than to have to go find it. But you're more organized than I am.
Okay, so here it is on my site. Where is it? Come to PLR Coaching. That's you. Look at all the stuff I've got of you. So I go to this Coach Glue. Here's the product, terms of use. Is this money left? Click here to try Jigsaw.
That's an affiliate link.
Click here for more coaching tools.
That's another link to coaching or Coach Glue.
Oh, I'm having trouble with Firefox, and I bet that it crashes on me. Maybe not. Yeah. So there it is. It's another link to Coach Glue. Brings them right back.
Yep, so if they download it and then later they're searching their hard drive and go, oh, what's this? And they've totally forgotten about us, we can get them back again.
Hmm. Boy, that's interesting. Because I don't know how many times I have a zip file from somebody and I have no clue where I got it.
Yep.
Hmm. Interesting, okay. All right, so now that I love the way you've moneyed up the sales page, download pages. What else am I missing here?
Oh, goodness, I don't know. We come up with new stuff all the time. And
click here to shop the store.
Yep.
So
that's
I can buy
really
it.
Nice feature.
Or I can just go back. And oh, by the way, here's the store. This is the part that gets me. So I'll come over here, looking to, actually, sometimes I do it this way. This is, watch David work. So I come to my login and I say, oh, which one of these do I have? Do I have this thing that they are promoting right now? Well, maybe I don't have it. Let's go up here and look at the store to see if it's still available and what it is. Then I come through and I say, oh, wait, I want that. I want that. I want that. And I want that. And then I think, oh, what the hell? Let's click the button and get out of here. But by that time, you know, I've got four new things, right?
Thank you.
You bet. No problem. But that's why you want people to come back to your store, right?
Yes, definitely.
It's like standing at the checkout counter at the grocery store.
Yep. Absolutely. I'll actually show you something else because you're in there already. Go to your downloads again, your main page, and go to the sticky social media one. Because you've got that in there, right, I think?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Should be at the bottom, I think.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Yep. I clicked on it, right?
Yeah. We did some fun stuff with that, too. This is our latest course, Sticky Social Media. Mm-hmm. And there's an interesting, if you go down to GIMP, click on GIMP number 9. I didn't even create that one. I went to Angela Wills because she has a GIMP course.
Sure.
And I said, can I have one of your videos from your training area? And she said, sure. And she created a separate video for us as well just to let people know how to edit the graphics that they get with the Sticky Social Media course. And so she gave me this training. And then, of course, you know, at the end of the page or lower in the page, I should say, want to see more videos like this? Click on Graphics Mojo. And that's... And with a coupon, use coupon Nicole Rocks to if you decide to buy it, so they'll save money.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other page that you were just on, I think just the back button. If you scroll down further, you can see the what we came up with all the way to the bottom, David. The bonus training.
Mm-hmm.
There is Graphic Design Impact, which is a training that you have on the NAM site, and you
right.
came up with a coupon for me to get to have my members get that for free.
Mm-hmm.
So when they click on there, then they see how to go and claim that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And that gets them, and what you're doing there is getting them into a lifetime system if they're not in there, right?
Yes. And so then I just added a little explanation so they wouldn't be confused as they were going through it. And that's all I did. Put our affiliate link on there. And we're set.
Cool.
I don't even think I disguised it. Nope.
Cool. Okay. What else from Coach Blue?
So, yeah, if you guys are putting together training and you need some bonuses, you can always go to people that have affiliate programs and ask them to contribute something so you don't have to come up with all of that on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you just want an offer that you put into a Kindle book so that you can get people on your list, you don't have to create all that stuff by yourself. You know, go to David and say, hey, I see you have this presentation on whatever. Can I get a coupon for my customers? And, you know, if you're doing things right, he may just say yes.
Well, if you're doing things right and you have been an affiliate for us before,
yes,
you know, so that's obvious that I would want to work with the affiliates that I have. So let's just, I'm just going to sneak this in here. This is the replay page that we have for all of our training.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 100 of these in here, and they're all $7 a piece. So like this one is doing CreateSpace and how to format for CreateSpace. So if you're into the book publishing world, you got a lot of options here with Kindle and books and all of that. But the point is, what you just said, these are all options for people to bundle or add training options, and I'll give you a 100% coupon off for that, like I did with you, to add to their training, and you know it gets more back to me. Now, and let's talk about this because you and I went through this. We set this one up the first time, and I said, well, let me just set up a page and give you this straight link. And as it was coming out of my mouth, I thought, no, that's not what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
What she wants is to get a coupon for 100% off, so the transaction is created in the system and she gets the affiliate referral.
Yes.
That was the key.
Yes, I'm a smart cookie sometimes.
You are. Okay. So I just wanted to let people know that everybody has assets that can be used in this bonus way to drive
absolutely
passive income. Okay. You want to look at Amazon?
Sure.
Are we ready to move?
Sure.
Okay. Here's Amazon. I'm logged in. What do you want to tell us about passive income here?
We'll go ahead and search for my name.
Where do you want, books or Kindle, or the whole thing?
Whatever. We better be able to find me through any of those. Okay. Now, go ahead and click on the Conversation with Justin Popovic.
Okay. 99 cents.
Yes. And if you preview that one, you'll see what you were trying to see before. At least you should.
Okay.
Okay, so somebody that's interested in this, but they don't know if they want to buy it or not, will still see this.
Mm-hmm.
It sends them to my blog to
sure
sign
does.
Up and get the where to find images for your blog posts, the blog title ideas, and the list of tools that power my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I could set up a squeeze page just for that, and I have in the past, but I'm actually preferring to just send them to my blog so they can see like value immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't feel like, oh, she just wants, you know, this is just a scam or whatever. They can go, oh, she's giving all of this stuff for free, and hopefully they'll sign up for my list
mm-hmm.
as well, or come back and buy the book because they see that it's a valuable site and not just a squeeze page. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. I also noticed that you're using pretty much the same thing for all of your opt-in boxes. So what have you? Did you go through a process of testing that to figure out what drew the most?
I keep changing it on a regular basis just to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I do is I say, okay, don't sign up for it again. I send it out to my list. Don't sign up for it again. You get this. Here it is. If you see it changed, you've already got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want people to try to sign up again and then get the dreaded, oh, you've already signed up for this message, because
mm-hmm.
that's just rude.
Yep.
And then I've got a little about me, so if they're new to me, they can figure out who the heck I am. I send them to my tools page, and then I cross-sell some of the other books that are like that one, some of the more popular ones.
So let's look at these links. I mean, I'm not going to click on them because I know pretty much what they are. But this one here is a link to a page that we saw, which
mm-hmm.
is just loaded with affiliate links.
Yes.
So you're driving a lot of traffic back to your site to get more affiliate commissions.
Yes.
Okay. These other resources are probably affiliate links, right?
No, they're not, because they're Amazon books.
Oh, right. Okay.
Amazon does not like that.
So you can't put an Amazon affiliate link in here. Got it.
No.
Good to know. Okay. And then this is a transcript
mm-hmm.
with a link back to your site.
Yes.
Back to Dennis Becker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is an affiliate link or not?
That is not. That's a link to my blog post
okay.
about Dennis.
Okay. And so if you're trying to keep affiliate links out of your Kindle, one way that you're getting around that is driving them to an article about somebody else where there are affiliate links.
Yes. Okay. And I don't think Amazon is really cracking down fully. And I could be wrong. This could change by the time people listen to this. So, you know, check. I have to give my disclaimer. It's not that they don't allow any affiliate links at this point. They don't want you to be earning an affiliate link on an Amazon product through an Amazon product.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the way I understand it anyway.
Okay. Okay. And that's that. That is.
And then when they buy it, at the end, I also have an excerpt from another one. So it kind of, I took that from the fiction sellers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you finish a book and you go, oh, that was good. and then what's next. So I want to lead them into another book when they finish this one.
So when they're reading it, at the end of this book, you have how many pages, do you think?
I just pull out a chunk, a juicy chunk, like maybe 2 pages.
Okay.
And then says to read the rest of this. So it's valuable, but it lets them know whether they want to read the rest of it or not. And if they get to the end of this one and they've actually read the whole thing, then I'd say there's a pretty good chance that they're going to want to get another one.
Okay. So let's see if this is your author's page. So if we click on that,
then you'll see links to my blog.
Links to your blog and links to your other books. Okay. And over here you have
Twitter fed in. And one of the most beautiful things that Amazon does is that customers also bought items by.
Yeah, that's great. Because if you can get on their list as well, some very popular authors there, that's excellent.
Yes. Well, and what you can do too is if you have a book that's about to launch, like I had my Expert Briefs Blogging for Profit, and I saw Pat Flynn had sent out a mailing that his book was live on Amazon. So I started mentioning that in some of my circles because I knew I was going to be releasing my book in a few days. So I wanted to be on the customers who bought this also bought on Pat's book, and it worked beautifully. Every time I would go to Pat's book, it would say, customers who bought this also bought, and my book was right there.
that's just plain old sneaky.
Hey, I made Pat some sales.
I don't think he'd mind. No, not at all.
And it was vice versa, too. So his showed up on mine.
That's right.
So, you know, the more I promoted mine, the more we were both kind of spiraling up there.
I didn't mean to say sneaky. I'm sorry. I meant inspired. Okay. I think we've covered this. You did a great job with, you were incredibly transparent on where your passive income is. So I really appreciate you talking about this with our folks.
Oh, you're welcome. It's fun. I like these where I don't have to plan and I can just chit chat and brainstorm with you.
All right. So Nicole, anything that we should tell people about where to find you? I believe we've told them a lot, but let's tell them some more.
Nicole on the Net is my blog, and wherever David's affiliate links are for my other stuff.
So that would be nams.ws/coachglue. That's an awesome site. I use it a lot. nams.ws/easyPLR. That is an awesome PLR site that Nicole has. And it's a great way, by the way, to get good starter material if you're launching into a niche. I love that site. And let's see, nams.ws/incomeCPR is a great site. That is a coaching site for Nicole that you can get highly involved in. And if you go to mynams.com and just search Nicole Dean, you're going to get like pages of stuff that we've done a bunch of interviews with Nicole, and she's been incredibly generous with her training over at MyNAMS as well. So, Nicole, we love you.
Thank you, David. Love you, too.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye. Thanks for listening, guys.